AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. There is some tornado cleanup going on in northern Colorado.
This one's heading right for me. It's coming right at our house.
This man is in an area where two tornadoes were reported.
The hailstone kept coming and coming, and the rain, and then this mass came out of it. This is something like from hell.
A number of homes were destroyed. One man said they are all alive, and that's all that matters. There was a slight jump in the unemployment rate last month, but 280,000 jobs were added. Economist Gus Fauché says the jump in the rate is actually a good thing. More people are out looking for a job.
That means that they think the economy is getting better, that the job market is getting better. And so I take that as a positive and not a negative.
Stocks are mixed. The Dow is down about 27 points. The Prime Minister of Greece says the government cannot accept what he calls irrational proposals, like one made this week by the institutions overseeing his country's bailout, and insisted any solution must also include some form of debt relief. A woman says the FBI interviewed her last month about her allegations her brother was sexually abused while in high school by Dennis Hastert, the wrestling coach who had become Speaker of the House. Jolene Burge said her brother told her before he died in 1995 that his first homosexual contact was with Hastert and that it lasted through all of his high school years. China is asking for more trust from the U.S. and says it's irresponsible to think Beijing is behind the hacking attack on the U.S. and government computers. Waylon Krush is with cybersecurity company Lunarline.
It's sensitive for anyone to know where I have worked before. It's sensitive to know who my family members are, what their social security numbers are, where I live.
Investigators say a Tennessee school bus driver was texting at the time of a crash that killed two young girls and an aspiring teacher last year. This is AP Radio News. A friend of the Boston Marathon bomber has been sentenced to prison.
Bomber Johar Tsarnaev's college friend, Azmat Tazayakov, was convicted of getting rid of Tsarnaev's backpack from his dorm room at the University of Massachusetts after the bombing. Tazayakov cried in court as he apologized to the people of Boston, saying the bombing made him sick. The judge sentenced him to 3.5 years in prison. He's already been in custody for 26 months. Another of Tsarnaev's friends got 6 years for not calling police when he recognized photos of Tsarnaev as a suspect. I'm Rita Foley.
Mazda is recalling more than 500,000 older cars and pickups to add to the growing list of recalls involving Takata airbags. They can explode with too much force, spewing shrapnel into the passenger compartment. Six people have been killed because of the problem with Takata airbags. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.